I am recording Perek Lamed in Tehillim. Mizmar Shir. This is a nevuah in the time that they would build the base. They should build the base of Mikdash, and also Chanukas to initiate Habayis the David, the house of David. This is called the base of Mikdash. Called the house of David. Why was the base of Mikdash called the house of David when Shlomo built it? Because I'll tell us that anybody who devotes himself to something, who's most a nefesh or something, who really cares about something, then the mitzvah is called on his name. So even though Shlomo built it, but David really sacrificed for it and really cared for it, therefore they call it the Habayis of David. The Chazal Darshan, they explain these psukim in various ways, but in this particular Chazal and Medrash of Esther, they explain this parak as being the conversation between Mordechai and Esther and Haman in various states. In the next pasuk, Mordechai says, "Armimcha Hashem, I elevate you, Hashem, kidli sunny, since you picked me up. Velo simachta oyvai li, you did not let my enemies be happy with my downfall." Haman wanted to kill Mordechai, yet you didn't give a chance to the enemies of Yiddishkeit to say, "You see, Yiddishkeit doesn't mean anything, God doesn't help anybody, it's all the same." You didn't give my enemies the chance to be happy. Hashem Elokoi, Hashem my God, Shivati Elecha Vatipaini. I prayed to you, called out to you, and you healed me. Hashem Halisa min Sha'ol Nafshi. You lifted me up from the death. Chisani, you made me alive. Miyar Divar, just from going down to the pit of death. They also darshan this pasuk. When the Beis HaMikdash was built, the doors wouldn't fit. And at this point, Shlomo Melech was in a little bit of trouble, because he said, "Su Sharon Roshechem," and "V'yovah Melech HaKavod," and the Malachim didn't know who that great king was. They thought maybe Shlomo was referring to himself. So the doors would not open, and it's brought down that David HaMelech had Chiz HaMesim in that time, and he was mispalel for Shlomo, in that from this pasuk, "Chisani, you may be alive, Yar Divar," going down to death. The next few psukim, the Talmidim of Mordechai said, "Zamru Hashem Chasidav," sing to Hashem his Chasidav, his righteous ones, "V'hodu and praise L'zecher Kodesho," to remembrance of his holiness, "Ki rega ba'apo," just in a second, there's anger. We're told that Hashem's anger is just a second. Chayim Bretzono, there's life when Hashem gives love. Be'erev Yolin Bechi, in the evening, a person goes to sleep crying. He sees the situation, looks very desperate. V'la Boker Rina, yet he wakes up in the morning and he can find happiness. The next few psukim we're told, Haman HaRasha said, "Vani Amarti B'shalvi," I said in my relaxed state, because when a Rasha has relaxed states, he's balamod olam. Nothing bad. I'll never be moved forever. I'll be completely successful. They don't see that temporary success can be very transient. Hashem, Beretzoncha, Hashem, with your will, Hamadati Lahariyoz, you gave me the great power. Histarta Panecha, you hid your face. Hayisi Nifhal, I became confused. They said this is also a remez for Esther, because Histarta Panecha. The next psukim, Esther Hamalka said, "Elecha Hashem Ekra, to you Hashem I call, Ve'el Hashem Eschanan, and to Hashem I pray." Ma'betza, the dummy, what benefit is there with blood spilt? Beriditi El Shachas, when I go down to death. Hayotcha Ofar, Hayagid Amitecha, can someone who goes down to the dust tell of your truth. The next few psukim, Klal Yisrael said, Shema Hashem, listen Hashem, Hanani, give me love. Hashem, Heye, Ozerli, Hashem, you should be a strength for me. Hefachta Mispedi L'mochali, you turned the funeral into a dance of music. Pitachta Saki, you opened up my sackcloth, Vatazreni Simcha, and you girded me with happiness. The next pasuk, the Ruach HaKodesh says, L'mani Zamercha Chavod, you should sing the honor of Hashem, V'lo Yidam, and not be silent. Hashem Elokai, Hashem is my God, L'olam Odeka, forever I will praise you.